Here's what you can look forward to on this episode of The Nice Guys on Business.
And the Mind Flayers technology is highly accelerated at clearing out limiting beliefs that are patterns that are affecting how we feel, what we can attract. And they're basically like these blockages that are just kind of hovering around us. And one of the first things that happens, why people feel so joyful and so free immediately after watching their first Mind Flayers, is because these patterns get eradicated. They just get wiped out.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum who listens to The Nice Guys on Business.
Need an education on how to grow your business? The Nice Guys are here to help. Learn about great customer service, networking, and how just being nice can help you prosper. Now, here are your hosts, Doug Sandler and Strickland Bonner.
So, Nice Guy Community, you may not be aware of it, but we put out this really cool workshop. It's a webinar, actually. It's called Be a Great Guest Workshop. Workshop lessons include getting ready to pitch, pre-show preparation, interview day prep, and the post-show follow-up. So if you are interested in being a guest on podcasts, like the 700-plus guests we've had over the 5 years on The Nice Guys, 10 extra chances of getting selected to go on top-ranked podcasts, and how to be successful once you go on the show. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes for Be a Great Guest, and you'll be taken to that free webinar, Be a Great Guest Workshop, brought to you by Turnkey Podcast. All right, let's get on to today's guest, a repeat. He was last on our show, episode 949, so that was just recently, within the last year. Carl Hunter, he is an artist, an entrepreneur, transformation coach, and subconscious mind programming expert. You may remember him. He's the creator of the amazing new mind power acceleration technology called Mind Flayers. He began the self-development journey as a young child by seeking ways to improve his own behavior in order to get better results in all areas of his life. Now, we have a special surprise guest also with Carl today, because we have a fan of the Nice Guys on Business podcast, Susan Cullen, who actually took advantage of Carl's program, and she is here as a case study. And I said to Carl when he was on the program, just less than a year ago, I said, Carl, let's get a case study. And of course, we all know I probably could have been a case study, but I would have failed miserably, as I do at many things. So Carl was kind enough to find actually somebody that is in our audience that wanted to take advantage of the program. So Susan and Carl, welcome to the Nice Guys on Business podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks, Doug. It's great being here.
I'm happy to have you here. And I know we got a chance to catch up at New Media Summit just a couple, just a month or so ago as of the recording of this date, Carl. So why don't you take us through a little bit of what you presented when you were here last time back on, again, I'll put a link in the show notes, Nice Guy Community, episode number 949, Carl Hunter's last appearance here on the show. So why don't you share what you shared on that show just on, from a 35,000 foot approach, and then what transpired next?
Okay, sure. So we talked about how to program and reprogram your subconscious mind, because your subconscious mind is really responsible for as much as 99% mm-hmm. of our behavior. And so by programming our subconscious mind, we take control of our lives, basically, and start to experience things in the ways that we love to experience, rather than old ways from programming from our childhood, where a lot of us picked up self-sabotaging types of beliefs. So we talked about the manual way to reprogram your subconscious mind through a writing process that's very easy to do just before you go to sleep. And we also talked about how to take that quite a bit further and use the accelerated new technology that I've invented called Mind Flayers.
All right. So why don't you take us through how you and Susan got together? Tell us what instructions you gave to Susan, and then maybe Susan, you can chime in with what attracted you to Carl's program after he does a little bit of a top-down approach of you know how he got here and what it's all about.
Okay, great. So Susan found us through your podcast. However, it was actually through, if I remember correctly, it was through another person who was listening to your podcast and referred her to listen to your podcast.
Twice removed. Very effective. That's good.
It's a great story, Doug.
All right. I want to hear this story too. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Keep going.
So then we met with her and we gave her a private screening of the technology, and I'll let her tell you what her experience was of that. But she immediately decided to jump in, and what's significant here is that when we're talking about the subconscious and change, the subconscious likes to resist change. So this is why we say that we meet with people to make sure that they're ready for that, because it really does take the commitment that you really are ready for change so that you'll break through that resistance. The resistance can be very little things, easy things, but it does take that commitment. And so Susan came to us ready to go. She's already successful in her life. She just was ready to take things to a new level, and she's done phenomenally well with us.
That's so awesome. All right, so Susan, why don't you tell us a little bit of your backstory? I guess you could probably start with whoever it was that introduced you to Mind Flavors and to the Nice Guys on Business. I'm always curious about that, and then maybe just the process itself, what you went through.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I'm involved in a program called Strategic Coach. You may have heard of it. Mm-hmm. Strategic Coach is a premier coaching program for entrepreneurs. And you really have to have a good-sized business before they'll even allow you to join them. So I was in a Strategic Coach workshop. I go once a quarter. And Dominic Rinaldi in Chicago. I hope he's listening to this. I'm not going to surprise him.
I just talked to Dominic like 2 days ago. We were doing some coaching. He's a client of ours also, so we were doing some coaching. Interesting. Okay, so cool. So go ahead.
So small world.
Legitimize. So, yeah, completely.
Yeah, there you go. So we're talking at lunch, and Dominic says, you know, I heard this really interesting podcast on the Nice Guys podcast, and he was talking about the writing process, and he mentioned that he and his wife had been writing at night. They were really getting a lot out of it, and he was talking about the benefit of writing in cursive, and that really the whole Mind Flavors program, he was talking about the Mind Flavors program and how it's designed to help you reprogram your subconscious mind. And I was fascinated by it. And the main reason I'm fascinated by it is that as a business owner of a small business, I found that every year, I would work real hard, I would set goals, but every year for probably the last 3 or 4 years, I was hitting the same numbers, the same sales, the same profitability, different clients. You know, there'd be a lot of differences in the year, but it was always somewhat the same number. Mm-hmm. And I would scratch my head, Doug, and I would wonder, what is it that is holding me back from getting what I want? Because I was working really hard. And I know intuitively that there was some kind of subconscious barrier that I had, some expectation that I was not allowing myself to go above. So I was immediately fascinated with this whole idea of working with your subconscious mind, because I knew that's what was holding me back. So that's one reason why I was so receptive to what Carl and Amy are doing and the Mind Flavors program. And I've been so pleased with it. It's made such a big improvement in my life. I highly recommend it. And so at my next Strategic Coach workshop in a couple of weeks, I'm going to tell everybody about it, because I want other people to have a chance to experience what I have too.
That sounds really cool. So it doesn't matter to me who goes through the process, whether it's you, Susan, or you, Carl, but what's that initial analysis look like? And how do you, if you're okay with sharing that information, I know it might, I don't want to go too deep into personal stuff, Susan. I actually do, but I'm going to be polite and say I don't want to.
That's all right.
But either one of you, again, or maybe you guys just have the conversation. What was it like, that initial process where you started to initiate into Carl's program and say, it can't possibly be this easy, or man, that was harder than I thought it was going to be? How did you experience it?
Well, I can share what my experience was, and Carl, feel free to jump in.
Sure.
But one of the things I have truly valued about working with the Mind Flavors team is that there's so much focus on personal attention. So we had a one-on-one meeting, Carl and Amy were there, and they let me actually experience the Mind Flavors program. So once Dominic told me about this podcast he listened to, Doug, I had to go listen to it myself, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I had to listen to what Carl was talking about, but then I went to mindflavors.com/VIP and I had a chance to hear testimonials from other people who were talking about what they did. And I had a chance to somewhat educate myself before I first met with Carl and Amy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they let me actually experience a 4.5 minute Mind Flavors program, which was pretty awesome. And once we started talking about the program, I was ready to go because I'm so motivated in my business. I really want to create a self-managing company. I really want to bust past any limits I've had before. I want to do everything and anything I can to reach my goals. So I was real open to trying it because I just know that the limitations I was feeling were self-imposed. They usually are, on a subconscious level. So that was my experience. I know, Carl, is there anything else that you want to add to kind of how you orient people?
Well, I'd just like to ask you to talk a little bit about some of the more subtle things that you experienced, like how you felt immediately when you watched the Mind Flavors and how your consciousness has been changing kind of more on the subtle levels of in the day-to-day experiences from moment to moment.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one. I can share with you my immediate response, and then I can share with you where I am now almost 3 months later.
That'd be great.
So my immediate interest was that I had a huge proposal, a really big one that would have made a difference for our company. And I felt anxiety around doing it. I had a lot riding on it. I was nervous about it. I was somewhat scared. And I was thinking about that when I first started working with the technology. And what happened very quickly is I felt a much greater sense of ease and peace and calm. And not only is there a greater sense of joy or happiness when you do this, there's a greater sense of, maybe it's just an inner confidence. It's like when I started to think about that proposal, I felt like, well, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't, but there's other sources. All the eggs don't have to be in one basket, and it's all okay.
So before you go into, getting past that, Carl, I want to ask you, because Susan, you bring up a really valuable, situation that you are in that I think that everybody experiences if they are either entrepreneurs, and many of our community are, or business owners, which again, many of our community are, or heavy hitting decision makers, which again, many people in our community are. What is the process that even in that 4.5 minutes or in your first methodology that you employ, within Susan's head or within her game, what is it, Carl, that happens to either yourself? Or what is that process that you create so that you don't feel that anxiety, but instead you feel that almost sense of relief or joy in when you're doing that proposal or that application?
Yeah. So what's happening is, this is specific to the Mind Flavors technology. The writing process is great for programming your subconscious and releasing things. And the Mind Flavors technology is highly accelerated at clearing out limiting beliefs that are patterns that are affecting how we feel, are affecting what we can attract. And they're basically like these blockages that are just kind of hovering around us. And one of the first things that happens, why people feel so joyful and so free immediately after watching their first Mind Flavors, is because these patterns get eradicated. They just get wiped out, wiped clean in 4.5 minutes. And so suddenly it's like, I use the analogy, it's like holding a cork underwater. when you cut loose all of that junk, that cork just pops right up to the surface. And so that's the joy that people are feeling. They're immediately released from all of those, I call it the weight of the world, because all those worries, all those things that the conscious mind is thinking about, they weigh heavy on our psyche and on how we feel. And so by removing those patterns, you immediately get relief from that. And it's a beautiful thing to see.
So Susan, again, provide the witness, the testimonial that says, hey, 4.5 minutes into this, as a case study, this was exactly what happened. Or maybe share your experience if that's what didn't happen.
No, I would totally agree, Doug. That's exactly what happened. And then you begin to work with the technology in the morning and at night. you do. It's a really multi-pronged approach. There's some writing, like Carl has talked about. You do that at night. There's another exercise called Invigorate that you do in the morning. And when you're really working with your subconscious mind this way, it doesn't take long until everything in your life, you begin to approach in a different way. So now what I'm finding for myself is I just feel happy. Wow. I just feel happy. And I feel a lot of confidence, and I know that everything I need is coming. I see in my business, you know, one of the things I really wanted to have was, bottom line, is everybody's interested in more sales and more profitability. And I've been investing in, I've been making a lot of business investments in marketing and so forth that could take that away. But so far to date, I've had my best sales and my highest level of profitability.
Wow. Wow. And how much of this, how much of this process, Carl, is visualization? How much of it is the journaling process? What are the processes that can you take me through some of the modalities that you use in order to get there?
Yes, absolutely. The technology itself is really powerful at bringing forth whatever you're focusing on while you're watching it. Now, a lot of the things that it does are just automatic, no matter what you're doing, and you don't even require any attention whatsoever. In fact, I usually tell people in the first viewing that this is not a thinking process, it's a relaxing process. So when it comes to the writing process, because I've had over 30 years of experience in experimenting with these, and I've done it with many other people as well, I've put together the full 30 days of writing for you, so for our members, so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can just write what I've put together, and I've laid it out so that it builds a solid foundation for your subconscious mind so that you can easily break through the resistance that we all experience when we are making change in those areas.
Susan, add to that for just a moment. Has there been a, and you've been involved with Mind Flavors for how long?
Almost 3 months.
So in the 3 month period of time, what are the, is it rinse and repeat, or is it something where you're creating a schedule of new activities that you need to do over the course of 3 months, or what are you experiencing, Susan?
I'm glad you asked that question, Doug. It's some of the habits are consistent habits that you're building into your process. What you do in the morning in terms of the Mind Flavors and the Invigorate, what you do at night in terms of the writing and Mind Flavors again. But one of the things I really want to share is that when I first signed up, I did not know that there would that Amy and Carl were really focused on over delivering, and they kept adding new resources, adding new tools. So, for example, as Carl's been talking about on his previous podcast with you, the writing process. One of the things he did is he gave me my own personalized power declarations to use for myself. I didn't know that he was going to do that. There have been additional upgrades and additional programs as I've gone through each month that I didn't even know I was going to receive. So they have really been awesome to work with. Every time I see the two of them, it makes me smile.
I feel the same way. I saw them at New Media Summit, just a conference that we've attended a few times together. And just their presence brings a smile to my face, because you guys are truly joyous. Just together, you're joyous.
I know. Just talking to them makes you feel good. And I am so thankful. I'm thankful to you and Amy, Carl. I'm so thankful that I found this program. There's a whole community. You know, we have a whole Facebook community. Everybody on there is talking about the beautiful things they're seeing and loving that's happening in their lives and the changes they're going through. And you see all these things, and it makes you smile to see those other people also having those breakthroughs. You know, it's kind of like a community that's experiencing this together. So there is so much more that I've received than I ever knew I was going to receive. And I know you can't say that about a lot of vendors.
Sure.
This one has been awesome. And that's one reason why I really am so happy to have a chance to talk about it, because I would love to see other people have the same experiences that I have.
So Carl, do you attribute learning and the process to those that have, or do you attribute to success of these programs to people that work with limiting beliefs, or is there a greater picture or a greater market for those that are out there. I know that's a huge, huge net, limiting beliefs, and we all have them to a certain degree, but does this work in other areas of one's life?
Oh, what a great question. It works in all areas of life, and it really has effects across the board automatically. So, however, I like the question because it can be used for multiple things. And really, I believe that everyone deserves to experience this, because what's happening is you're freeing your mind from limited thinking. And I believe we all deserve to have that level of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Another thing too, if I can add to that, yeah. I think everybody has unconscious or subconscious limiting beliefs, many of which we're not even aware of. Where I see it represented is when you kind of keep doing the same thing over and over again. Like I was seeing it in my business. So I knew that if I wasn't going above the ceiling of what I had expected, there was a reason, there was something that was holding me back. It doesn't mean that there's not success. It doesn't mean that you can't move past it. It's a way of going forward it's not replacing something that was wrong. It's making something that's already good even better.
Hmm. Interesting. And Carl, from your teaching perspective, is this something that is this a practice that's done on a daily basis? And if so, is it something that requires small amount of time, large amount of time? What's the process for somebody that's actually involved in the program?
Yes, it is a daily practice. It's a new way of living. We're living from the inside out. And so the actual tools that make up the core part of the program are three tools: the Invigorate process, the Mind Flavors, and the Writing process. And that takes a total of about 20 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. And if there's anybody that is in our community that doesn't feel like they can give up the 20 minutes a day or invest the 20 minutes a day to either release their limiting beliefs or improve their lives, share a little bit of your philosophy about, it goes without saying, there's probably an easy answer to this question, but I want you to share with, hey, somebody that says, I don't know if I can invest the 20 minutes a day to do this.
I would say that is a perfect example of subconscious resistance.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a limiting belief right there that you don't have the time.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And any one of those things can be easily reversed. But the subconscious is super powerful, and its resistance, it's very effective at doing what it does, and its job is to keep things the same. So we have quite a few different things that we implement in our program that assist our members in easily breaking through that resistance. First of all, recognizing that that's what it is, and then easily breaking through it.
Mm, I love that, because I find that the majority of the time, just me recognizing that, why am I so resistant to journaling, or why am I so resistant to meditation, or why am I so resistant to, hey, here's a really typical one. Why am I so resistant to exercise? Because it's going to hurt. I mean, there's got to be some other reasons that are holding me back. And a lot of these, we talk about, your wounds that you have from childhood. A lot of these are tied back to the analysis of one's wounds as they were growing up. Do you get involved in any of the psychology of it, or you just work like a behavioral, a cognitive behavioral therapist and getting just, okay, it doesn't really matter why you have this. Let's just get beyond it.
Well, we don't really, it's not necessary to get into the story. However, I find it interesting that a lot of times, as we're going through the process, people make the connections between what's happening and their story of what they used to call their story, so to speak. Right. As your consciousness upgrades and you start to, in a different way, and you start to notice the connections between things that were limiting in the past that you didn't even see were holding you back.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing. When you start to understand why you have these limiting beliefs and you can move beyond it, it's almost like you've solved the Rubik's Cube for the first time. And every time you go back to resolve it, it's not like you have to solve it from the beginning again. You just understand the methodology that you need to go through. And it sounds like it could probably work with any limiting belief that you have. It's not just specific to one.
And an interesting thing is we don't always know. If it's a subconscious belief, we don't always know what it is. But what does happen is that when I got relaxed and I got positive and I was going through this process, all of a sudden I had this great business idea that I hadn't thought of before. Basically, what happened was I got clear. And I was talking to Carl and Amy, and I said, you know what? This has been in front of me all the time. It's a new way to package things that we've always been doing. And I never put it together like this. And all of a sudden, a light bulb went off, and I thought, this is how I could do it. And I remember, Carl, you said, you kind of smiled, and you said, yeah, we get that a lot. So I think what happens is you get clear when you remove that resistance to anything that you might not even know that you have. You just get clear. And then the ideas come for how you can grow your company. The ideas come for how you can solve problems. And it feels easy. And it feels like it was right in front of you and you just didn't see it before.
Right, right. Yeah, that totally makes sense. And Carl, so right now you have, I think you said you had three methodologies that you use. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Okay. What's the future of Mind Flavors? Do you see other stuff on the horizon, other processes, or are these the three that you're just working to fine tune and perfect?
Well, these are the three main things that we found to be the most effective. However, the next... I'm actually working on the next generation of Mind Flavors right now. I'm okay. Really excited about it. Nobody else has experienced it yet. Amy decided that she was not going to see it until I'm done with what I'm doing so that she can have her first before and after experience, because we've been involved in the technology as it's been developed. So we haven't gotten to experience it like everybody else gets to. And so I'm really excited to bring that forth. That'll be coming around probably the first part of the year.
Well, we'll have to get you back on the show after that has been, you've had a chance to test that out and even get another case study, or bring Susan back on the show and have her tell what it's like to be involved in this new modality that you're offering. So we'll check that out too.
Awesome. That'd be great.
So Susan, any final words from you before we wrap on our interview, just about where your life is going, how you feel like this has improved your processes and just the way that you are and the way that you be? So maybe share that with our community.
Sure. What I can say is there's both internal and external results that I'm finding. The internal ones are usually the most important. There's such a sense of joy, such a sense of confidence that everything's happening as it needs to. And I just feel happy. I don't feel the stress or the worry that I felt as a business owner. On the outside, what I'm noticing is it's being reflected back. So more sales, more profitability than I ever had before. I'm pushing past that initial ceiling that I told you about that was what got me involved. And I'm just really very thankful and very grateful for the process. So mostly that's what I have seen, Doug.
That's awesome. And Carl, how about from you, if someone was interested in getting a hold of you to do that 4.5 minutes, what's the best way to do that? Just directly off of your mindflavors.com website?
Yes, mindflavors.com/VIP. And we'll you can go through the process and learn about what other people have experienced. And then when you're ready, you can schedule an appointment with us and we'll meet with you one-on-one.
Excellent. Excellent. So we'll make sure we put a link in the show notes so everybody has access to that that VIP page. Susan and Carl, thank you so much for sharing your message and your process. This is great. I love the idea of having others come on the show and do this case study thing, because it really does put we always feel like we bring on great guests that have great services that they offer, but we never follow up to find out if they indeed, I mean, I do through research, I can figure out if somebody has something good through reviews and third-party testimonials, but to get somebody actually on the air with us and share their experience, that's great. So Susan, thank you for doing that. And Carl, thanks for being on the show today.
And I just want to say thanks to Dominic too.
Yeah, thanks Dominic Rinaldi for making the introduction. That's great. So Susan, thank you. Carl, thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks a lot.
Nice guy community, never underestimate the power of nice or the power of Mind Flavors. Special thanks to both Susan Cullen and Carl for being on the show today. All of Carl's information, including how to get access to that VIP page, right there in the show notes. Just click on that link. It's the one in the show notes. You see it. It's right there. Just go ahead and travel over to that page. Don't do it while you're driving, though. So make sure you click on the link in the show notes. Steve O'Brien, go ahead and take us out of here.
For the Nice Guys on Business, I'm Steve O'Brien. Fill up your week with the Nice Guys. Haven't they run out of people willing to talk to them yet?